Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. With your host, your Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves live at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. And welcome myself, because this is my first night doing the solo thing. Welcome to Poetry and Melodies with Stevie G. That be me. We're going to kick the night off with a little music. And I got a little Earth, Wind, and Fire. Reasons.
I'm in the wrong place to be real.
Thank you.
That was Reasons by Earth, Wind, and Fire. I know you all know that. That's a bomb song. It always will be. So I'm going to keep the music rolling. I don't have a lot of listeners tonight. It's my first night on, but I'm sure that's going to change in the weeks to come. We're going to give you a little Harold Melvin in the Blue Note.
I wish there was some way that could make you understand that. I swear I love you. But I swear, baby, you don't. You just don't leave me much choice. You know it's been said. It's been said, absence makes the heart grow fond. But leave me out here alone like this here. I'd like to let you know this evening. Believe me. Too much happens. Don't make the man want.
You are paradise, I'll be That was Angie Stone with The Makings of You. Ooh, she did that song justice. Curtis Mayfield will be loving it right now, for sure. Hey, we have a call on the line from the 256. Caller, can we get you to talk to us, caller? Are you on the line?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. We can hear you.
Okay. Who am I speaking with? It's Mr. Stevie G.
Yes, it is. And who am I speaking to? This sounds like my
I'm going to remain anonymous right now for the moment, if you don't mind.
Huh?
I want to remain anonymous right now for a moment.
Okay.
Is it anything open? Can I do any kind of piece, like is erotica, any kind of thing? No, this is... What's
talking... CBG, this is open mic. You do you. I ain't got no complaints. Do what you want to do. If it's erotica, hey.
Okay. All right. Well, okay, I'm going to do this piece. It's called Miss Passion.
Okay.
All right, here I go. Our passion for each other burns like two flaming candles melted in the blistering sun. As a couple, together, we are sizzling hot, insensual and inseparable. Nightly, she allows me to climb the peak of her climax. See, we didn't invent sex, but to the tune of one of Trey's songs, Waiting for Me and Wetter Than a Rainforest, I dive in, head first, into her warm, orgasmic jungle. Exploring her pink, mushy quagmire in sensuous depths, places no other lover she ever had has ever been. Two physical therapists entangled emotionally and spiritually. We stayed twisted like a roster's warrior dreadlocks, but I don't dread it, though. I'm embedded on the forefront of my thought processor, her alluring presence is assured in my consciousness. Drifting the pages of my literary mind, we enjoy soothing, relaxing escapade, limited only by our imagination, creativity, and time. My dominatrix mistress, she keeps me on lockdown, happily entwined in a sadomasochistic relationship, because she got cruel, eerie, yet affectionate, inviting ways of extracting my pain and relieving my stress. assaulting the stings of my disappointment and absorbing the brutes of my heartaches and failures. She also gives me space and a place to frame my success. My ebony flower girl rocks. She's a picture of sheer beauty. And she is my love goddess, and I am her love slave, submissively and willingly in bondage. Surrounded by concrete walls of infatuation and bound by abstract chains of lust and shackled in contentment, wrapped in a straitjacket of pure pleasure, I am totally institutionalized to the very essence of who she is, a gift indeed. And I can't fake it. High off her energy, so enthused and always ready for it, it's complete unadulterated bliss whenever she decides to rape me. Intense heated sweat dripping intimate intercourse sessions. Breathing hard, her manicured fingernails digging into my flesh as she slowly grinds on my long, thick, poetic pencil, inflaming our love, Jones. Yeah, I'm the taste that did this knee alone. Burning up passion between cool mahogany sheets as we pretend to be Diana and Billy D. She's a very good conversationalist and a master debater, skilled with hands and a superb masturbator. She strokes my ego whenever she flicks and licks this uncircumcised poet's prick. Teasing my tongue with her velvety erect tits, she breastfeeds my intellectual wits 69 times. The number of licks it takes before she explodes from the center below her engorged stimulated clit. Spitting verses and prose, moaning and streaming until the wee hours, we utterly annihilate the alphabet, obliterating every letter from A to Z. We even made babies without engaging in the act of baby making, just powerful foreplay with amazing accessories like whipped cream and peanut butter, strawberries, wine, chocolate, scented oils, cognac, rose petal bubble baths, and hot tub, vanilla incense, and other seductive toys. Russell Stover don't have anything on our romantic playground, where the tooth fairy visits us often and Cupid holds us down. Then in the line between reality and fantasy, versatile, we broke old love rules and we set new standards. Truly raised the bar, and I made us a commitment. By removing the welcome in out of our once open infidelity companionship, we closed the door and made this house an all-exclusive fidelity relationship. Drama-free and tight light skin, we're closer than a tattoo. And baby girl, you got to know that I'm feeling this love shit. The key to my heart, I tell you, this girl is on fire. A strong woman, a compassionate lover, a trustworthy confidant, a genuine friend. She is my undercover sexy queen. Picture me, your king, for you are my passion. And Miss Poetry, please, baby, please, don't you ever leave me. That's that piece.
No, that was tight, man.
Thank you, man.
I was feeling that. And you know, while you was reading the poem, I was listening to it, and I said, you know, I got to find a song that fits that. So I'm going to drop it for you. When you get off the line, I'll drop a song for you. Okay?
Hey, by the way, this is Gary Malone. I'm from Alabama. I'd have been on your show, I think, when you was doing it with another lady.
Don't you go by another name?
Wing Dog.
I know it was you. What's up, Wing? How you doing?
I'm good.
Coming out, man. It's my first night on. I haven't advertised too much. I wanted to get used to the, like, the controls and, you know, the stuff.
Yeah, okay. Getting before you go mainstream.
Yeah. Somebody in the room said, "Ooh, that was hot and beautiful."
Well, I'm glad to enjoy it. If I'm available on a Thursday night, this one you'll be doing your show regularly on a Thursday, right?
Yeah, are you on Eastern time?
No, Central time.
Okay, well, I'm 8 o'clock your time. It's 9 o'clock my time. I'm in the East.
Yeah, okay, all right.
I appreciate you stopping through. You're always welcome, man. I'm going to be playing music and poetry. That's the thing with this. This is a new thing, just music and poetry. So you know, they fit so close in hand, it just seems like it's like a man and a woman. You gotta, you can't pull them apart, you know? They stuck like
that. Exactly. That's why I chose to read that piece, you know. That Miss Passion piece it was like I morphed it. I made poetry my woman, you know what I'm saying? And poetry to me is without words. So like you said, it's the same. They go hand in hand, music and words and poetry. It's all just go together, man. So I appreciate the vibe, man. You're playing some beautiful music and everything. So I will be tuning in if I'm available on Thursdays, and I'll try to bring some more.
You know, I'm always
spoken words.
I'm always glad to have you come through Wing and do what you do, baby. So
all right, that's up. That's what's up. You speak, man.
All right, if you feel like doing another one before we get off of here, man, another 15 minutes, I'll just put you and mute you if you want me to.
Well, that's up to you.
That's on you.
I can come back and do another. Let me give me a, okay, you go ahead and play something. Let me find something else.
Okay. Just chime me back up. Chime me back up. Hang up if you want to and call back and chime me back up again.
All right, that's what's up.
All right, man.
All right.
All right. Lady, that was Wing Dog. That was my man, Wing Dog. He came on and he did his thing. And who is Miss Passion? Okay, I'm going to play Miss Passion for you. I don't know who Miss Passion is, Wing Dog, but guess what? I figured this song was very becoming. And now I have to find it again because I just lost it. But Wing Dog, you came out and you did your thing, man. I appreciate it. I want you to come back again next week and do your thing again. But we're going to do a little Isley Brothers for you because I want to know who that lady is. All right, I definitely want to know who that lady is. So I think the Isley Brothers can do that better than anybody. They can tell me who that lady is, please. Thank you. That boy can play that guitar, can't he? I'm telling you, he is tearing that guitar up. But that was Isley Brothers, who's that lady, and that was dedicated to my man Wing Dog for the poem, Miss Passion. And I'm going to keep it moving right along. Slow it down a little bit and play some of that good old sweet love making, love to be in love type music. Here's Kim with Share My Love. Share My Life. Man, sing that song too good. You know what? I should have done this at the beginning of the show, but I was so into getting into the show for the first time as being up. And I have to give an honor to God, because without God, I wouldn't be here to be able to perform, play music, do poetry, or none of the above. So God, thank you. Thank you for being here and guiding me through my life. I appreciate you more ways than I can show. And the second thing is I want to thank Michelle for hooking up and helping me out with whatever she did, whatever she had to do to help me out to get going on my own. I appreciate you, Michelle, if you're out there listening anywhere. But you're probably doing something else. You know, you're probably somewhere trying to help one homeless dude get off the street tonight or something, knowing you. Anyway, we got another caller on the line, and I'm going to drag him in here right now. Caller from the 256. Can you hear me?
Stevie.
Yeah, I can
hear
you. You there?
Okay, it's me again. It's Wing Dog again.
All right, Wing Dog.
Okay, I'm going to do this one. Try to do it quick. It's called A Blissful Morning.
Wing Dog, I heard you was
going to
sing for her.
You heard what?
You was going to sing for
her. I am.
Okay, do your thing. I'm just kidding with you. Go ahead, do your thing.
Okay. This is called A Blissful Morning.
All right.
Heaven is my sun, and you are my sunlight. Like a cool summer rain, you are my joyous teardrops. The source of my morning erection, I call you Miss Dewdrop. Well, you are the reason I anticipate the dawn of sunrise. You put the spark in my smile with your presence, your alluring aroma, your sweet fragrance. Light, exotic, warm, and ever pleasant. My favorite incense, see, you are my scented candle. My exclusive love goddess. Your love is strong like the tide that pushes the sea currents. Pull at me like a tugboat, you keep me afloat. And I want to ride you like a giant wave. And my heart is your ocean and your ship. And you are my ship waiting to set sail. A natural aphrodisiac. Sensual, sexy, and invigorating. Your moist skin wide open is soft and inviting. As I enter deep inside my sex, hibernating your sex. Till we both broke sweat. Barely exiting your shaft, I deposit my seeds into your secret garden, leaving your body shaking in an orgasmic spasm. Satisfied, we both bask in the afterglow of your moonlight. Looking up into the vast Milky Way galaxy, you are my twinkling star in the night. Passionately falling and filling my mind with intimate thoughts of you, hoping you will always want more of me, and I damn sure will want always want more of you. Never wanting this moment of pleasure to leave, the beach of sand that we have made our temporary bed, only to wake hand in hand, see your tender lips kisses my forehead, a gentle expression of your loving kindness, and I earn to keep you totally satisfied and wonderfully happy as we lie here and witness the dawn of a new day. I look into your pretty eyes, and on this blissful morning, I am again reminded that, baby girl, you are the reason my sunrise at that feast.
Man, that was beautiful. Even though I spoke.
I thought you'd play. I thought I'd get it on a love note.
And that was great, man. That was real good. I enjoyed that.
All right, so, that's what's up, man. Stevie, for having me, man.
Hey, Wing Dog, it's always a pleasure, man. You know that. Anytime you want to come out and do your thing, you know I'm going to be here on Thursday night at 9 o'clock Eastern time. Okay?
All right. That's what's all up. I'll see you next Thursday, God's will.
All right, man. God willing, I'll see you next Thursday. All right, man?
All right, that's...
All right, man. You take it easy.
All right, you too, man. Good night.
Good night. I'm going to put some more music on and get us up out of here. I want to thank everybody for coming out and showing up and showed up. I know it's not many people, but that's going to change, I'm sure, because I'm going to make that happen. Michelle, if you're out there listening, thanks again, honey. And for the callers that called in or didn't call in or anyone that's listening,
917-932-8881 is the call in. And if you want to speak or sit, hit option one. And for the international calls, please dial in at 877-218-1183. I'm going to take this out of here with some good love music, because love music is feeling like it's in the air. And some looping might do that for me. My show for the night, and I just want to end the night by saying thank you, God bless, see you next week, and I hope the show gets better for you and keeps you coming out. Good night.